Good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, May 15th, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. I'm your host of the Red Rock Morning Show, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. Another beautiful day.
Yeah.
It really is perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Mid-May. It's as good as it gets as long as the wind's not blowing.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill's got his polo on. I don't think I've seen you wear a polo.
New polo today.
2024. So
yeah,
that's a good sign. Well, very good. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including the latest at the on the Bears Ears National Monument. Of course, that 90-day public comment period opened in March and concludes on June 11th. Members of the Forest Service or representatives with the Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management attended a two-hour question-and-answer session hosted by the City of Blanding on May 9th. That meeting offered a unique back-and-forth between agencies and local residents to discuss concerns related to the draft management plan for the Bears Ears National Monument. Forest Service and BLM representatives both spoke about the draft management plan, explaining that the ultimate decision will fall within a range of the provided five alternatives. Additionally, it was mentioned several times that the final decision does not need to include all of a certain alternative plan, but could mix and match portions of those draft plans or even compromises within those plans. Among the topics discussed include a conversation about understanding the verbiage in the draft document. Blanding City Mayor Trent Herring asked about the unique and particular language used in the draft, also noting that the length of the document could make it difficult for the public to understand the plan and comment on it, while also working full-time jobs during the short 90-day public comment period. Manti LaSalle District Ranger of the Moab Monticello District, Michael Engelhart, said that for agencies, their language needed to be precise, but added that for the public with specific interests in an issue having trouble understanding language, a recommendation was to reach out to local Forest Service or BLM offices, as they're willing to help people understand the draft plan. Engelhart did add that while the general public might not be exactly sure on precise language, local governments do, including San Juan County's public lands coordinator. Engelhart said, quote, Nick Sandberg here in San Juan County consistently provides the best, most thorough, and amazing comments that help us shape our land management. He said, I do want to ensure you that your government here has absolutely got the right people in place to dissect this plan with knowledge, specific knowledge of the language that we use that is going to be very helpful. Agency representatives also gave pointers on how to make comments on the draft plan. BLM Canyon Country District Manager Nicole Gaddis-Wyatt gave an example of what a comment could look like using grazing as an example. She said, quote, you may say, I like the acreage in draft plan E, that works for me, but the management function of draft plan B, which says I can improve and add improvements as needed, is better for my business because dot, dot, dot. So she said, so tell us the because or the why. Gaddis Wyatt said that the expertise of users of the land provides needed information. She says, well, they're the ones on the ground putting words on paper and trying to find the correct range. She says they're justifying those decisions all the way up to the decision makers. And that's why it's going to work best, why the plan would work best for the land users. Gaddis Wyatt said that we are your advocates and we get it from both sides. She said, we'll get another room like this full of folks that'll say, shut it down. Gaddis Wyatt added that they work to advocate for both sides to try and find a middle ground. One passionate comment given at the meeting advocated for the importance of teaching respect for land by access, saying that grandchildren and great-grandchildren wouldn't be able to learn those lessons in Arch Canyon without motorized access as they cannot hike the 10 miles into the canyon. Agency representatives noted that comment was substantive and clarified that non-substantive opinions stated are also considered as part of the draft management plan, although they would not receive a formal response from the agencies. Specific questions were also raised regarding Arch Canyon, including a proposed area closure for travel in the canyon and two alternatives. Blanding outfitter Josh Nelson asked why closure was being considered after a study by the BLM in 2009-2010 did not result in a closure of the Arch Canyon. BLM Monticello field manager Jake Palma explained that consideration is part of a range of alternatives within three alternatives, leaving it open to motorized travel and two closing. So they said, he pointed out that's part of the range of alternatives and noted that's not a foregone conclusion for motorized travel continuing or not continuing in Arch Canyon, but is within that range of alternative. About the changes since the 2009-2010 study, Palma added that consultation with tribes didn't always happen as in-depth as it does today. Englehart added clarification that input from the Bears Ears Commission, made up of elected representatives from five tribes with ancestral ties to the area, is not opinion but recognized as traditional knowledge. He said consideration for and recognition of that knowledge is a requirement of the presidential proclamation reestablishing the monument. Englehart added that knowledge gathered through partnership with the commission is guiding some of the alternatives in the monument. Englehart said, quote, "We also know that traditional indigenous and ecological knowledge have not been very effectively utilized in land management." He said, "So I would not call that an opinion. I would say there's expertise and advice, as well as traditional indigenous and ecological knowledge that has come into the space of discussion." Audience members also raised questions about the co-management of the monument between the land agencies and the Bears Ears Commission versus the cooperating agency status for local governments, including San Juan County, Monticello, Blanding Bluff, and Utah agencies. Land agency representatives noted that local municipalities, the county, and others have been involved internally as part of the plan as a cooperating agency, while the commission, Bears Ears Commission, has had a larger role. The explanation for that district difference in input is explained to be because of the presidential proclamation, which lays out the special role of the Bears Ears Commission in managing the national monument. More discussions were also had about grazing and other items. That was a additional meeting, not part of the required public meetings, but something that the BLM and Forest Service said they wanted to be a part of to receive additional feedback for consideration of the management plan. The final public meeting is planned to be at Monument Valley High tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. Public comment on the plan will be accepted through June 11th. Again, you can provide public comment through a variety of means. More additional information on that story, including how to provide a comment, is in the upcoming edition of the San Juan Record and online now at sjrnews.com.
Yeah, so what a remarkable meeting that was. I'm glad you were able to listen to that and provide a nice story in the paper and here this morning. It's a huge thing, 1,200 pages, five different options. And of course, everyone is going to focus on the thing that interests them the most, but it's really unknown, really, what this will mean. Of course, Arch Canyon is something that for local residents, it's the last canyon that you can access with motorized traffic right now, this spectacular canyon that comes into Combe Wash. But so Arch Canyon is the focus of a lot of local concern, but how this is going to play out, this new model of close cooperation with the Bears Ears Commission and what that's going to mean, really still is remains to be seen what that will mean.
Yeah, because again, it's the first of its kind, so that'll be interesting to see that implemented. But again, this draft management plan, you know, you talk about, that was something the agencies talked about as far as, you know, when it comes to grazing, you know, they may not have the same expertise as their leasees, you know, that use the land. So, you know, to provide a comment with justification of, okay, you said this in the plan, this is why, you know, I'd prefer you actually do this, and these are my reasonings. And they say they'll be considering that as part of public comment. So if you've got a use in the Bears Ears National Monument that you use frequently, then the suggestion is to give, you know, give that comment. You know, it's, you know, that's the point of the public comment period, is kind of what was emphasized is, all right, you've got expertise, you've got use, you know, I know that you maybe say, hey, this plant is important to, you know, my indigenous culture, we need to make sure and protect that, you know, so that's why I agree with, you know, what you said in plan E, but it's, you know, that doesn't fit in plan B or whatever it is, you know, you got to give your comment, or like we say, you know, you're need water improvements on your land to continue grazing, you know, so I like this part of Plan B. Whatever it is, you've got the expertise. If you've got a particular use, you know, in the Bears Ears Monument, then they want to hear those comments. So, again, the comment period closing June 11th. Opportunity for folks to weigh in. And like you said, you know, it can be daunting. It's a 1,200-page document. But if you've got a particular interest, you know, go to that section, read it.
Specific expertise or interest or passion.
Yeah.
You got to dive in.
And if you dive in and you don't fully understand it, that was something else, you know, emphasized at the meeting is come down to the BLM or Forest Service offices and ask a question, clarifying question, and make your comment.
Yeah, I think City of Blanding, that's a good thing, and it's great to have such participation from the agencies with that. So, wow.
Yeah, big meeting. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area this morning. Again, you're listening to the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7. We'll take a quick break and be back here on Red Rock 92.
Advanced Air, Moab's full-service heating and air conditioning contractor since 2010, is excited to offer Red Rock 92 listeners an exciting deal. Right now, for just $95, Advanced Air will tune up your air conditioner. In the fall, you'll get a furnace tune-up for free. Advanced Air installs and services all makes and models of heating and air conditioning equipment with factory-trained technicians. Call 435-260-7637 today. Advanced Air of Moab, integrity you can count on.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Congratulations to all the high school graduates in the Red Rock 92 listening area, especially the Grand County Red Devils. The crew at the Lisbon Valley Mine is very proud of you and honored to celebrate this amazing accomplishment with you. It's been a tough road with lots of ups and downs, but you've pushed on and came through. Congratulations on making it to the next chapter in your lives. Now go out there and take the world by storm. From the crew at the Lisbon Valley Mine.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, May 15th, 2024, 9:22 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Reminder, there's an event going on today. Four Corners Care Center in Blanding is having a feast, all family and community welcome. Have a live band that's today at noon at the Four Corners Care Center in Blanding. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. It's part of the morning show. We've got the latest edition of the San Juan Record available now.
Yeah, it's a big day today. We've got a San Juan Record, a 20-page paper. We're here at the office working hard to get it sent out right now. Tons going on this week. More than 200 high school seniors are set to become high school graduates in the next week. We've got a story about that. The first graduation in the San Juan School District is next Wednesday. That's the 22nd, but I've got a story about that. Of course, last week was the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis, this incredible solar storm that lit up the night skies, and we got lots of photos sent to us. We have a really nice photo by Shaylin Atine in Monument Valley of the Aurora Borealis glowing over Monument Valley. That's really nice. San Juan School Board had their board meeting last week and approved the maximum cost contract for the new Blanding Elementary School. Great story about that. Of course, David's story about the city of Blanding meeting with federal officials regarding the Bears Ears National Monument proposed management plan. That's in the paper. Just going through here, we have candidate profiles of two of the big races coming up in the June 25th Utah Republican primary election. So we've got nice profiles of Logan Monson and Lynn Jackson, two Red Rock country residents who are vying for a seat in the Utah House of Representatives or vying for the Republican nomination for the seat. We also have profiles of our two Republican candidates for governor who are on the seat on the the June 25th primary ballot. Of course, Phil Lyman, Red Rock Country resident, and popular Utah incumbent Spencer Cox. We have nice profiles of their 500 words. It's opportunity and space to really for them to make their case, and they do a good job with that too. Monticello High School senior class, we've got all their photos. Again, their first graduation will be next Wednesday, so in next week's paper we'll have other schools. Candidate advertising, people on this ballot. Local writers are full. We've got really, I think, two nice informative letters to the editor in the paper this week, one by Brett Johansson, the president of SPEAR, and one by John and Jody Felmuth regarding the Bears Ears management plan. Anyways, I'm going through this. We've got a ton, and as you can imagine, last week was probably the biggest week of the spring season for high school sports. We had softball, we had baseball, so have a really nice story. San Juan softball team had a big upset at the state softball tournament, defeated Duchesne, which had had their number for quite a while. We got a story about that. San Juan Bronco baseball team fell in the state championship. Track and field, golf, there's a ton in there. We've got four obituaries in the paper this week, including Bob Myers, Harold George Red, Samuel Hector Lee, and Phila Harris obituaries. Our back page is graced by a photo of the San Juan High School boys tennis team who just finished their season two. So a ton in the paper this week. You can pick it up in newsstands. Subscriptions will be in the mail soon. You can get it online at sjrnews.com. We also have in the paper this week, this culminates a ton of work, our 2024 edition of 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County. The San Juan Record and Chamber of Commerce Visitor's Guide is packed, 64 pages with lots of ideas. It's not on glossy paper, beautiful photography. In fact, our photograph on the cover is another night sky photo. The base of Moki Dugway, looking into Monument Valley area. A photographer out of Arlington, Texas, sent us this photo, and he sent it to us the day before we went to press with the guide, and we saw it and thought, well, there's our cover. Cam Marcus is the photographer. A ton in that. It's going to be available in the paper this week to all subscribers and people who buy it on the newsstands, but it's also in convenience stores and restaurants and all the advertisers and visitor centers throughout the country, or the Red Rock country. Every corner of San Juan County is included, from the waters of Lake Powell to Dead Horse Point. This year, you know, we've done it for about 10 years now. This is our 10th issue. And we felt restricted by having to narrow down 101 things to do in such a massive, beautiful, spectacular county. So this year we bent the rules a little bit. There's actually 102.
Wow. So yeah. You got a bonus.
You get a bonus. And it's free. So yeah. Anyway, new ideas and in things to do in San Juan County that are included in this issue include the Bears Ears Marathon. Disc golf is growing in San Juan County. Hype Bridge, Hurrah Pass, the Blanding Fall Festival, seeing the Horizon movies, attending farmers markets, and many more. In addition to the classics, these incredible, world-renowned sites that people come to from all over to enjoy San Juan County. So anyway, pick that up. It's in your paper this week. It'll be you can pick it up wherever you go in San Juan County and beyond. We partner with Moab Happenings, who distribute it far and wide. And so anyway, look for the 101 ways to experience San Juan County.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. An exciting new addition, and great to have the 101 available now. Great guide for your summer fun here in San Juan County in the Red Rock Country. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area, including special to the Times Independent, a report on Grand County parents turning out to support a principal who was fired by the state school board. Meeting held last week, and a bunch of folks coming out in support of the recently fired Grand High principal, Todd Thompson. Again, that firing took place because of alleged failure to disclose that the South Carolina State Board of Education suspended his educator certificate due to a breach of employment contract dispute. Grand County Board of Education heard from more than a dozen supporters of that former principal at their latest meeting. You can read about that in the upcoming edition of the Times Independent or Moab Times, Times Independent, or online at moabtimes.com. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
Yes, there'll be funeral services for Samuel Hector Lee on Thursday. That's tomorrow in Orem, Utah. Lee, a Monticello resident for many years, passed away recently at the age of 96. Funeral services for Connie Lee Skelton are Friday in St. George, interment at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Sunset Memory Gardens in Moab. Skelton, the Moab native, passed away at the age of 75. Randy Garbesi, age 71 of Cortez, passed away in January. An open house and celebration of life will be held from 1 to 5 on Saturday at 24200 Road K in Cortez. So that's Saturday from 1 to 5. A celebration of the life of Michael Ross Leach, age 74 of Cortez, will be held at noon on Saturday at the Lewis Areola Community Center. Services for Rosalyn Austin begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Services for Candace Christine Wilson Murphy, age 47 of Durango, begin at 10 a.m. on Sunday at Lewis Areola Community Center. Michael Peter Enriquez, age 49 of Rico, passed away in January. Interment and a celebration of Mike's life begin at noon on Saturday, May 25th at the Rico Cemetery. And a memorial service for Phila Harris, age 71 of Blanding, will be held at 5 p.m. on Memorial Day, that's May 27th, at the home of Phila and Guy Harris in Blanding. And a celebration of the life of Bob Slaw, age 86 of Cortez, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, July 20th, at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. He passed away on May 1st. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. As part of the morning show, we've got an Artful Life with Ellen Williams. We'll send you over to that. Be back with more news and happenings on Red Rock 92.
Artful Life also involves being able to laugh at yourself. And I am not a jokester, so I'm going to rely on a few other interesting thoughts that I have collected. In Montenegro, it's a country near Croatia, near the Adriatic Sea, they have 10 commendments, not commandments, but commendments. Number one, man was born tired and lives to rest. Two, love your bed as you love yourself. Three, rest during the day so that during the night you can sleep. Four, do not work. Work kills. Five, If you see someone resting, help him. 6, work less than you can, and what you can give away to others, do it. 7, in shade is salvation. Nobody has died of rest. 8, work brings illnesses. Don't die young. 9, if by chance you wish to work, sit, wait, you will see it will pass you by. 10, when you see others eating and drinking, move closer. If you see them working, move away. Do not disturb them. I came across these isms, ISMS, from a teacher in Mississippi, although it's been credited and passed around. Definition in case you need history lessons. Socialism. You have 2 cows. Give 1 cow to your neighbor. Communism. You have 2 cows. Give both cows to the government, and they may give you some of the milk. Fascism. You have 2 cows. You give all of the milk to the government, and the government sells it. Nazism. You have 2 cows. The government shoots you and takes both cows. Anarchism. You have 2 cows. Keep both of the cows, shoot the government agent, and steal another cow. Capitalism. You have 2 cows. Sell 1 cow and buy a bull. Surrealism. You have 2 giraffes. The government makes you take harmonica lessons. And that's it on the isms. The last little crazy thought is, everything I needed to know about life, I learned from Noah's Ark. 1, don't miss the boat. 2, remember that we are all in the same boat. 3, plan ahead. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. 4, stay fit. When you're 600 years old, someone may ask you to do something really big. 5, don't listen to critics. Just get on with the job that needs to be done. 6, build your future on high ground. 7, for safety's sake, travel in pairs. 8, speed isn't always an advantage. The snails were on board with the cheetahs. 9, when you're stressed, float a while. 10, remember the ark was built by amateurs, the Titanic by professionals. 11, no matter the storm, when you are with God, there's always a rainbow waiting.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
choose the best broadband internet with Emory Telecom. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at $59.95 a month. Add a phone line to any plan for just $10 a month. Plus, bundle cable TV to any internet or phone plan. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Spring into action at Ute Mountain Casino's Wheel of Bloom. Earn entries all week with just 100 points, and on Mondays, score 15 times the entries. Activate from 5 p.m. every Saturday for your shot at big wins. Every 30 minutes from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., one lucky winner will spin for prizes up to $1,000 in free play. Don't miss out. Join Ute Mountain Casino and make this May unforgettable. Visit their website for more information. UteMountainCasino.com.
What's going on? Friday night from 5:30 to 7, Cortez Music in the Park features accredited musical artist Lori Dameron at the Park DeVita Amphitheater. The show is free. For details, contact Heather Rowe at hrowe@cortezco.gov or 970-568-5380. Saturday, the LaSalle Fire Department presents their annual dynamite shoot at Rattlesnake Ranch from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be refreshments and a rifle raffle, plus $2 for two shots. Hit the target and win half the pot. The other half goes to the fire department. You'll need to bring your own rifle and ammo to participate in the target shoot. For information, call 435-260-0861. Also Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Let's Go Fly a Kite. Celebrate Utah's Family Strengthening Month at the Old Spanish Trail Arena in Moab with kite flying, of course, rocket launching, lawn games, face painting, a balloon artist, and more, plus free hot dogs, cotton candy, and popcorn. For full details, visit moabhappenings.com. Saturday night from 3 to 9, it's the second annual Slick Rock Beer Festival in Suwanee City Park in Moab. Enjoy some brews, food, and live entertainment. Tickets are $10 until Friday and $15 on Saturday. Visit moabhappenings.com for all the info on that. Sunday from 11 to 2, come visit the Farmers and Artisans Market at the Warehouse in Cortez. Local vendors will be on hand with coffee, baked goods, artwork, meats, and garden starts. Get full details at the-journal.com. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Wednesday, May 15, 2024, 9:42 a.m. on this Wednesday morning, Bill.
And that song we just heard, That's the Way Love Goes by Janet Jackson, was the number one song on this day in 1993, 31 years ago. You know, I don't know, these early 90s, I must have been busy changing diapers and raising kids, because these are unfamiliar songs to me.
Yeah.
But this song is taken from her fifth album, Janet. It was 8 weeks at the top of the charts, so 2 full months as number one. It's the longest running number one single of any member of the Jackson family. And of course, that includes the Jackson 5 and Brother Michael. And anyway, so it was a big song 31 years ago today. That's the Way Love Goes by Janet Jackson. Big day in history on this day in 1940 in San Bernardino, California. Two brothers, Maurice and Richard McDonald, opened a drive-in restaurant that gave rise to the fast food chain McDonald's. So McDonald's is 84 years old today. On this day in 1972, I remember when this happened, Governor George Wallace was shot while campaigning for president of the United States. He was paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of his life. He was the governor of Alabama at the time. Today is the first ever asphalt day. They decided last year we needed to celebrate asphalt, so today's the day. for those of you who forgot. First asphalt road was in Babylon in 625 BC. The Dead Sea was known as the Asphaltus Sea by the Romans at the time. So it's been around forever. First modern asphalt road was the Champs-Élysées in Paris, 1824. 1860, they invented or developed asphalt roofs, and asphalt shingles came in 1903. Asphalt's the most recycled product in the United States. And 94% of roads are paved with it, and I think they said 80% of homes have asphalt roof of some type. So it's a big day today.
Yeah.
It's also Peace Officers Memorial Day. Flags should be flown at half-mast today in their honor. Of course, we've got the Fallen Officers Memorial alongside Highway 195 just north of Moab. So Peace Officers Memorial Day. Thank you for your service. It's also National Chocolate Chip Day. The last thing chocolate chips needed was another day to say how good they are. I think we're aware of that independently.
Yes.
Happy birthday today to actress Jane Seymour. She's 73 years old today. A couple of Football Hall of Famers celebrating birthdays today. Emmett Smith is 55, and Ray Lewis is 49. Author L. Frank Baum was born on this day in 1856. He wrote The Wizard of Oz, and from that have come lots of plays and movies. Of course, The Wizard of Oz, but The Wiz and Wicked, and it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
So L. Frank Baum, if you break down his name, it's Elphaba, which is the character in one of the main characters in Wicked. It's after his initials. George Brett is 71 years old today, a baseball Hall of Famer for the Kansas City Royals. He was the greatest thing ever when I was a kid. I just worshiped George Brett from afar, and we got tickets. My dad's best friend was a sports writer in Kansas City, and so we drove to Kansas City about, you know, in early June, got tickets to see George Brett, and right on the front row, I was so excited I could hardly stand it, and he didn't play the game that we saw.
Load management.
Well, yeah, it's the family broadcast. He had hemorrhoids.
Oh.
And it was, everybody in the world knew that George Brett was suffering. I mean, it was just this out of control.
Yeah.
Detail that he, now 40 years later, I'm sharing it again. But
yeah, poor guy.
That was heartbreaking for little Billy Boyle, because he wanted to see his idol. Birthdays today locally for Shane Brewer has a birthday. Melanie Brown celebrating a birthday today. Austin Carter, Rhonda Smith, Sylvia Watkins, and Bert Watkins all celebrating birthdays today. Happy birthday to you. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope you have a nice birthday. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. We'll send you to the job fair next and be back with the sports report on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Energy Fuels is seeking several positions at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding, including mill operators, maintenance and millwrights, a lab technician, a radiation technician, a diesel and light vehicle mechanic, a warehouse assistant, and an office manager. Salary is high and generous benefits include paid leave, health care, dental vision, life insurance, long-term disability, and 401k with immediate vesting with company match. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers at energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Looking for your next career move? The Synergy Company is hiring, a local organic whole food supplement manufacturer based in Moab. Our jobs offer competitive pay, year-round stability, fantastic benefits, on-site childcare, and diverse career paths. We also offer a $1,500 sign-on bonus for select positions. Visit thesynergycompany.com to explore openings and apply today. As a certified B Corp, we're committed to using business for good, fostering an employee-focused culture, and creating purposeful work. Elevate your career with us at The Synergy Company. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including equipment operators, diesel mechanics, and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. And for more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including an OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee, in addition to a food services associate and a business office specialist registration clerk. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Comfort Suites of Moab is currently seeking housekeepers, a qualified and dedicated front desk agent, and an experienced maintenance person. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Ready to hire? Young's Machine Company is looking for a qualified applicant with great customer service skills. This position requires skills in shipping and receiving parts, purchasing, inventory, and data entry, as well as other office work. Applicant must be computer literate, capable of multiple tasking, and available to work Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 hours per day. Young's Machine Company is an equal opportunity employer. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or fax your resume to 435-587-2312. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include a nurse's manager, a dietary cook, and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an economic development director, an economic development specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, 2 weed sprayers, 2 road department laborers in Blanding, and 2 road department laborers in Monticello. There are 2 part-time senior center aid positions, one in Blanding and the other in Monticello. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. Grand School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies, and the openings include an assistant principal at Grand County High, a special education paraprofessional, a preschool paraprofessional, bus drivers, Dene Language Family Club instructor, a 4th grade teacher, a 7th grade math teacher, an elementary kitchen server, and academic support and credit recovery teaching assistant. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and make a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Hi, my name is Lynn Jackson, and I'm running for the Utah Legislature for House District 69.
I bring 40 years of public land, county government, and private consulting experience to the job. I have lived and worked all across this entire district during my career and can bring that experience to the job full-time, fighting for the values of rural Utah, our families, and our heritage. I hope you'll consider voting for me in the upcoming election. It would be my honor to serve you. For more information, check out my website at lynforhouse.com.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to help you get your gardens and flowers planted in time for summer fun. The shelves are packed with lots of great camping, fishing, swimming, and barbecue gear. Park benches are 20% off. And they've got you covered for allergy season, too. Walker Drug offers local prescription delivery and a medical sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
The high school graduating class of 2024 has made it to the finish line, but that's just the starting line for the rest of your life. All of us at Knowles Home Furnishings in Moab wish you a successful and wonderful future. And special congratulations to Ammon Jackman and London Neeson. Good luck in all you do. You have our support now and on the road of life. Congratulations, grads. The world awaits you from Knowles Home Furnishings.
Everything you need for the season is at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. All month long, save big on select varieties of Scott's Turf Builder lawn programs. Buy one, get one free on mix and match bags of KT Bird food. Come check out the great deals on select Ace Yard and Garden tools. Plus, discounts on Eco lawn equipment and all the grills in stock. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, May 15th, 9:56 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle in studio with Rhett Sifford now. Morning, Rhett.
Morning, David. How's it going?
Good.
I was just laughing because you look like a mad scientist over there.
Oh, well, yeah, my hair is pretty wild this morning, but I don't think there's any... I don't think there's any genius or madness behind what I'm doing.
Oh, no, there's genius.
Yeah,
it's the mad scientist of the morning show in here.
No, I don't know about that. Well, again, it is the morning show.
I always like to go off the rails, man.
Immediately,
I just throw you the curveball. I'm a sports guy, so I throw you the curveball every day.
That's right, and I swung and missed, so I'm down 0-1 in the count. Speaking of pitching, you've got latest on high school sports. You got a lot as we're wrapping up the
season. A lot closed out this past week. And, of course, we have full details in the San Juan Record of all the baseball and softball Utah state tournaments. It's always hard to believe. You know, it happens real fast. Last week just bombed it all in Thursday through Saturday. And, of course, our teams did well. We had some Bill already mentioned earlier in the show today the big upset for the San Juan girls. I think that was probably the most impressive game, beating Duchesne number 2 for 2 years in a row, 8 straight games. Duchesne had beaten San Juan, you know, by huge blowouts, 17-0, 19-4, scores like that, 8 straight games. And so they broke that streak. They really put together a perfect game this past weekend. I believe that was on Thursday, and upset the number 2 Duchesne Eagles. So congrats to the San Juan girls. I know they wanted to go farther past that, but unfortunately suffered a couple losses in a row after that big win over Duchesne. We had some teams play back in, you know, tough losses for San Juan early on in the tournament, but they won a couple in a row and ended up facing Grand County. Had a local rival showdown in the one loss bracket, and Grand County topped them on that 4-0. All that's in the San Juan Record. Grand County ended up losing in their very next game. So I think the closest we had was teams playing in the one loss quarterfinals, and that's where everybody went out of the tournament. But all the details in the San Juan Record on that, we had track region champions last week, or championships decided last week. And I mean, there were so many. Monticello hosting the Region 19 championship, and they won 26 individual region championships. And all of those are listed in the San Juan Record. I'll spare you listing all those today because it was a lot. They competed in 31 events among the girls and the boys and won 26 of them in their region. So pretty hefty domination by the Monticello track team on their home turf. So I don't know if that made any difference, but obviously they did well at their region championship. The San Juan team got six individual region championships. The boys finished second in their region, and the girls were fourth. And so obviously we've got state track tournaments this week. We've got state golf tournaments going on right now. The Monticello boys are fifth after day one at their state tournament at Lakeside Golf Course. That's in West Bountiful. So they are just above the cut line. So the Monticello boys moving on to the second day today. The girls team starts today. And of course, the Monticello girls are the defending 1A state champions in Utah. They're looking to defend that and win their second straight title. So we wish them well. Those are going to be decided this afternoon, again, at Lakeside Golf Course. Speaking of Lakeside Golf Course, the San Juan and Grand teams only have girls' teams in the spring, and they are both done. Their tournaments were yesterday. Grand finished 10th at the 2A state tourney, and San Juan was 14th, and that was both of those were played at Lakeside yesterday as well. Over to Colorado, Montezuma Cortez baseball beating Durango 10-8 in their final regular season game yesterday. The Panthers have overcome a lot of adversity today. If you read the journal from Cortez, you know some of the stuff that's been going on as far as coaches and things like that. So they've had to deal with some adversity that's become kind of public. And they won 7 in a row to finish their season and 10 of their last 11. So they're on a bit of a tear as they head into the postseason, and seedings for regional tournaments are going to be set today. So we wish the Montezuma Cortez baseball team well. And they will be, ultimately, I think they'll be some of the last teams playing. I think they'll have some track championships over in Colorado, or maybe that's going on this week. I'm not sure. But we are winding down. So Montezuma Cortez baseball is going to be, without doubt, the last baseball team playing for all of our sports here in this spring. So we wish them well. They're going to start their postseason this weekend in regional tournaments, and they're, like I said, playing well here coming down the stretch. Dove Creek baseball is the last team standing in 1A, and they're up against number one Marino in the state semifinals tomorrow morning at 10 at All-Star Park in Lakewood. That's basically Denver. And it's kind of weird, David. They play all three of those games tomorrow, the semifinals and the championship game, all going to be played at All-Star Park in Lakewood tomorrow. Hmm. They have a 10 a.m. start for the Dove Creek game against Marino, and then the other semifinal is at 12:30. And then I guess they'll take a few-minute break and play the championship game at 3 tomorrow afternoon. So
Wow. We're
hoping Dove Creek can get the upset against number one Marino. That's obviously a tough matchup for them. Nucleus season came to an end this past weekend in the regional tournament, but Dove Creek's still playing and looking for a state championship. But, yeah, they've got to get past number one Marino. And then once they do that, then they can think about the championship game. But that's all going to happen tomorrow up in Lakewood. So we wish both the Montezuma Cortez baseball and Dove Creek baseball teams well. A lot of state championships. It's hard to believe, but you know, we're coming right up to the close of the 2023-2024 sports season. It's you know, it starts for us doing football in August, and it's amazing how fast it goes. And now here we are winding it down. Graduations are looming, and we'll be headed into the summer real quick. But we do have some state championships going on this week and next week. So exciting time still.
Absolutely. And best of luck to those competitors still remaining. It's been a great sports season, been a lot of fun following these kids. And like you say, right, we're going to start all over in August.
That's so. Right. Yeah, it's only a few weeks away.
Yeah.
So
yep.
We'll be back at it.
Yeah. Well, very good. Thanks for that report. Again, it's the morning show on 92, taking a quick look at the regional sports report. The Denver Nuggets getting a win last night. They're up 3-2 in that series now, hoping to advance to the Western Conference Finals in the NBA. In the NHL, the Colorado Avalanche are on the ropes. They are down 3-1 in a series, and they will play in Dallas tonight at 6. Diamondbacks lost yesterday to the Reds. They'll play them again today at 1:30. And the Rockies will play again in San Diego today, 2 o'clock. They got another win yesterday, so the Rockies on a bit of a win streak.
Yeah, that's the opposite of what you normally hear, the Diamondbacks losing and the Rockies winning.
That's right.
And losing to the Reds, that's kind of rough.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a, let's see here, 6-game winning streak for the Rockies. So hopefully they can keep it rolling in San Diego today.
Yeah.
Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. That'll do it for the Regional Sports Report and with it this edition of the show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.